Please bow for our invocation and the Lord's Prayer this morning. Father, not unto us, but to your name give glory now and forever, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness to your covenant people. And let the heart of those who seek you, Lord, be glad as we take our stand with those who around the world today lift up the name of the Lord and of his Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, the last enemy being death itself. For he was born the Lord of life. This Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, who teaches his believing and obedient disciples to pray for the final advent and coming of his eternal kingdom, using these inspired words that we pray together now and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You will find all of our scripture readings in the lessons section of your bulletin this morning. And while you're turning there, our first scripture lesson is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. The fall, the serpent, and the gospel. And the gospel is seen at the very end of the passage in the seed of the woman who will bruise the serpent's head. This is God's word. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say, You shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Amen. Now, if the chapel choir would please come forward at this time.
If you'll turn in your blue Trinity hymnal to hymn 194, let's stand and sing together.
Thank you. second lesson is from Isaiah 7:10 through 14 and 9:1 through 7, which foretells the birth of Christ several hundred years before it happened. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with the joy of the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor you have broken as in the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this."
Chapel Park. Thank you. Let's stand and sing together hymn 195.
The source of our third lesson is the first chapter of Luke, verses 26 through 55. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things to me. And holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.
This time the men will come forward to receive the offering. And again, if you're visiting with us this morning, we're glad you're here. We would invite you to locate one of the visitor cards that are in each pew and fill that out. If you'd like to drop that in the plate, we'd love to send you a small gift and some more information about our church. Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 8, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." Roger Lane, would you lead us in prayer, please?
God, we just thank you for the opportunity to gather together in this house, your house, and great you this morning. Thank you so much for this time together here, Lord. As we collect these tithes and offering, we just thank you for blessing us with such material riches, and we just pray you use it to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Our fourth lesson is the angel's message to Joseph. This can be found in Matthew 1, 18 through 25. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Let's stand and continue our worship, hymn 214.
Thank you.
be seated.
The fifth lesson is out of Luke 2, verse 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, which Cornelius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered with his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them and into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, and all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Chapel choir will come forward. Let's stand and sing together hymn 215.
Sixth lesson is found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when the star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, "Where is the Christ was to be born?" They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And behold, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, and by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way."
Thank you.
Let's stand and sing together hymn 208. Our seventh lesson this morning comes from John's Gospel, John chapter 1, where John describes the mystery of the incarnation, reading verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. I suppose I've said this for several years now, as this service has become a tradition for our church and an annual event, that I really look forward to this because it allows the scriptures to speak for themselves and just unfold the Christmas story and present it in a way that we can hear it and meditate upon it, receive it, think about it, be reminded and refocused of what the real heart of Christmas is. I love verse 14 here, where John makes the point that the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, or literally tabernacled with us, or we might say pitched his tent. God pitched his tent to make himself known with us. He moved in with us. That's what the incarnation is. It's the eternal God, the Creator, taking on flesh and utterly identifying with us as human beings in every single way. He took the whole nature of a human being fully and totally upon himself. God became man, and it had to be that way, because only in identifying with us as human beings, only perfectly taking on flesh and becoming one of us, could he be the perfect mediator between God and man. And we read the scriptures and we realize, as the story unfolds, Old Testament into the New Testament, that God just was not satisfied simply for the prophets to reveal his message. And God was not going to stop simply at the message being confined in a book. But God's message is ultimately and finally and fully proclaimed in the man Jesus Christ. God took on flesh. God came in human flesh, and he lived as one of us, and he made grace accessible. That's what John is saying here. He made grace touchable. He made grace something that we could see and embrace and sense, and made it available to the human eyes. And John says, but even in human skin, even in human mortality, God's glory could not be hidden. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth are offered to you in the Lord Jesus Christ, God incarnate. God comes near to us in Christ. God becomes touchable in Christ. And this message is real. This message is real. This is the message of Christmas. God offers you a free and simple gift, and it is the gift of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you will meditate on that. I hope you will hear that offer. It's offered in complete and total sincerity. You can have eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Please stand for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ go with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.